Let's start by looking into more detail at the Roman period. If you think of the Romans, and the images that spring into your mind may well be wealthy people wearing togas, comfortable villas with central heating, maybe an efficient army. Perhaps you think of rational thinkers and planners who built well-organized towns and roads that ran straight for hundreds of miles. When it comes to crime and punishment, the big question is, did the Romans manage to conquer crime? If we are going to decide whether the Romans did manage to conquer crime, we will need to look into a number of different areas. Firstly, Roman laws. Actually, the Romans had rational and thoughtful laws. They dealt with every possible crime, from the assassination of an emperor to everyday crimes such as street theft and burglary. There were also laws to make Rome a better place in which to live. Laws said that householders had to keep the pavements and the streets outside their homes clean. Dumping waste in the River Tiber was illegal, and so was starting fires. The first recorded Roman laws were the 12 tables, which were written down as early as 450 BC. At school, children learnt them by heart. Over the next 1,000 years, many new laws were added as rulers tried to stop crimes. The greatest Roman law code was the work of the Emperor Justinian in AD 533. Justinian brought all of the different laws together, simplifying and organising them into one system. This was a great achievement. The next area to consider is Roman policing. In the early years of Rome, there was no police force in the city. If a man was attacked or robbed, then he had to rely on friends and neighbours to catch the attacker himself. This, as you can imagine, often led to more violence. In AD 6, the Emperor Augustus set up three kinds of forces to police Rome. However, little changed. The three types of police force were vigils. There were 7,000 of these. They patrolled the streets, and their duties combined putting out fires, stopping crimes, and capturing runaway slaves. However, in a city of more than 1 million people, you can imagine how effective 7,000 of these men were. The second form of policing the Romans had were urban cohorts. There were 3,000 of these. Essentially, they were soldiers, and their main job was to keep order by stopping riots. They didn't patrol the streets. The Romans were very, very worried about riots in their great city. The third form of policing was the Praetorian Guard, the emperor's household guard, and they were used only in emergencies to protect the emperor from riots. As you can see, the Romans don't really seem that interested in preventing crimes. The main form of policing they had was to put out fires, to stop riots, and to protect the emperor. The third area worth considering is the Roman system for trials and courts. Now, if one committed a minor crime, one went to the magistrate's court, where a judge was chosen. However, this judge was not a lawyer. Both sides in the case presented their evidence, and then the judge reached his conclusion. If one committed a major crime, there was a slightly different system. Cases were tried by magistrates with a jury. Anyone could bring a case to court for trial. When the suspect appeared, both sides gave evidence, and then the jury decided if he or she was guilty. The magistrate then decided upon the sentence. The final area to consider is how the Romans used punishments and what punishments they used. Surprisingly, imprisonment was not used as a punishment. Prisons were only used for people who were in debt or who were awaiting trial or execution. Violent punishments were very common. For example, anyone convicted of patricide was tied in a sack with a number of snakes and thrown into the river to drown. Ouch. Over time, the Romans used increasingly harsher punishments, including the amputation of limbs, death by pouring molten lead down the neck of a convicted person, and, like Jesus Christ, crucifixion. So, in summary, although the Romans were rational thinkers and they built a wonderfully large empire, they struggled to conquer crime. They had the laws in place. They had harsh punishments which were meant to deter people. But without an effective police force to catch criminals, then people couldn't be punished. As you can see, although the Romans were rational thinkers and they did manage to build a huge empire, they struggled to conquer crime in the great city of Rome.